At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome in, everyone. I am your host, Ron White. You have here on that side of me, not Dylan Von Arx, but you have the man Lance Sanderson joining me this evening.
Where am I? What is this place? I'm not sure exactly what we got going on here. What's up, guys? How we doing?
Yeah, he's back for another appearance, guys. He's been coming in and helping us out. How are you doing? And thank you again, Lance, for joining me. It's always fun to have you on, man. How are you doing today on this Saturday?
Doing good, man. Had to work today, so unfortunately didn't get a chance to watch any college football yet. Got a Halloween party this evening. Going to take the kids out, go have some fun, eat some good food, and enjoy some company. But ready for Broncos football tomorrow. This team's really fun to watch right now, especially on the defensive side of the football. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to talk some Broncos with you, man. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing well. Nice weather here in Georgia. So hopefully that continues. I kind of wanted to just cool down and let it stay cool. You know, Atlanta's just kind of been up and down with the weather, but if it could kind of stay in the 50s and 60s, that'll be good. That's kind of more of my ideal weather. So, yeah, other than that, doing well.
It's cooling down here in Wyoming, man. Hunting season is upon us, so haven't got anything knocked down yet, but we've been out multiple different times. It was 30 degrees this morning. My windshield was frosted over. The leaves are changing colors. It's full fall in central Wyoming where I'm at. But yeah, the weather is going to get pretty crappy next week from the sound of it. I guess we're supposed to get like 6 inches of snow next week. So not looking forward to that at all.
Yeah, not too fun. All right, let's say hello. Let's see who we have in the chat here. We got David McElrath coming in. Thank you, David, for joining us. You know we appreciate you, my guy. He says, good evening, Broncos country. Hashtag 10-7 or more or better. Hashtag let's go, Bo. Yes, David, I know I sound like a broken record, but I love the optimism, my guy. And the way this team is playing, you know, that 10-7 can definitely be realistic. Now, you know, after this game tomorrow, it gets into a little bit of a tougher schedule there for Denver as they have to go on the road to Baltimore and then on the road to Kansas City. But if they can get one of those wins, you know, after this Panthers win, one of those wins possibly, hell, even maybe two, then, you know, they can definitely start making some noise as the season progresses and definitely be right there in the playoff push. But yeah, I think 10-7 is definitely kind of realistic if they execute kind of like how they're doing right now. They continue to execute.
That's the big thing. And here's the thing, guys. I talked about this multiple different times on Dove Valley Deep Divers a couple of years ago. And as this Broncos team has undergone a major transition, obviously with Sean Payton coming in, I talked about it a little bit with Vic Fangio, talked about it with Nathaniel Hackett as well. I mean, there's a pendulum to success in the NFL, and it's always swinging back and forth. And it seems like the Broncos are always stuck on the one side of the pendulum where you're losing big. You're losing big games. You're losing big. You're not losing small games. You're not winning small games. And then you're going to get back to the winning big games like the Kansas City Chiefs, like the Baltimore Ravens and stuff like that. The Broncos right now are starting to swing that pendulum towards the middle side of things where they're winning the games that they should be winning them, and they're doing them in dominant fashion. And they're starting to win the small games that you don't necessarily expect them to win. But when they do win them, they are again doing it in a dominant fashion. And quite honestly, a big part of that is because of what this defense is doing on just to help carry this team. Obviously, Bo Nix hasn't played great, and I'm not going to sing the praises of him tonight. Like, I probably won't for a while until he proves me wrong. But they're doing just enough offensively to accentuate how good this defense is to put them in winnable football games. And 10 wins is definitely possible. You got to start this week, though. You have to start this week against the Carolina Panthers and keep this momentum going into the brutal stretch that you got. Because, like you said, you've got you'll get at the Chiefs, you'll get at Baltimore, you'll get the Atlanta Falcons in here as well here soon. You've got the Bengals coming up. Like, there's some rough sledding coming for this Broncos team here soon.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And, you mentioned just now how they're winning and the fashion that they're winning and, you know, what Sean Payton has done to just shift this culture. I mean, just think about it, Lance. Think about it. Like, even 2 or 3 years ago, some of the games that they won already this year, they wouldn't even come close to winning.
Yeah.
You know, so now again, it does help that the Broncos do have a top defense, as you alluded to. On offense, it's just still a bit of an unknown. You know, it would be nice to have some sort of identity, and you would think the identity with a rookie quarterback would be to consistently run the football. Now, they've been doing a better job of that over the past several games. And if, you know, this offensive line with run blocking and Javonte Williams can continue that, if they could be more consistent, I think they can kind of lean heavily on that as Bo Nix still tries to figure it out. Now, obviously with Bo Nix, I'm with you. He's had some flashes. He's had some highs. He's had, you know, lows. And that's to be expected. But, you know, if they can have some sort of identity on offense, I think that's kind of all we're asking. Some sort of identity on offense with this defense, I think that can set up the Broncos for success as the season continues and potentially into the playoffs.
Well, and I think the big thing here is you're starting to see a little bit more creativity from Sean Payton in the running game, understanding a little bit of the fact that you can use Bo Nix in the running game, the zone read, the read option, quarterback runs, design quarterback runs. Like, you're seeing more than just the duo inside zone stuff where they're running two guards or a guard center guard tackle combination, blowing some holes up open in the middle and making Javonte Williams really use his eyes and read the play the right way. I want to see more pulling game, more pulling guards, pulling tackles, getting tight ends moving across the formation and kind of really showing things for Javonte to help improve his vision. But I got to give kudos to Javonte big time here on how he's seeing the game a lot faster.
Yes.
And the burst is back. He looks like he's fully healthy coming off that torn ACL a couple of seasons ago. So there's a lot of optimism with me in this offense. And so long as they can continue to do to like utilize that creativity in the running game, you can start to accentuate Bo Nix into that. Because he looks a lot more comfortable working out of play action, out of that zone read, the RPO looks and stuff like that. If you can get that moving forward, this is a good game for the Broncos to really build on that success and get Bo Nix even more comfortable moving forward.
Yes, I agree. You know, it's I think that turning point was that Jets game when I think that second half is when
they really
started to turn it on and you saw Javonte be a little bit of old Javonte. You know, and it's good that, you know, he's seen the field now. He has that vision. You know, the I feel as though some of the lanes have always been there. It's just him kind of seeing that other cut open up so he can go.
Yeah.
But it's so encouraging to see. And also what might be encouraging for you guys here is Prize Picks. So Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in award winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. You just pick more or less on at least 2 players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Please check it out.
Yeah, guys, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. So your guys' lineups will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if your player leaves in the first half, doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your lineup active and live. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Join over 10 million users and sign up today. It puts its members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, You can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So guys, sign up today, get $50 instantly when you play a $5 bet. You don't even need to win that $5 bet to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed with a $5 bet.
So please download the app today and use the code MILEHIGH to get that $50 off instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the PrizePicks app today and use the code MILEHIGH to get that $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. All right. So let's
see. Thank you, Bryce. We appreciate your support tonight.
We really do. We really do. Got Phil McLaughlin coming in. Thank you, Phil.
Hello, Phil.
From Facebook. We appreciate seeing you, my guy, as always. He says, good evening, Ron, and hello, Lance. Looking forward to see Bonito and Allen get a couple sacks each. Hashtag Buckham. Hashtag MHH for life. Hashtag Broncos for life. Yeah. I'm actually just ready to see this whole defensive line here, Lance. Just have a day. You know, I know the names there. Obviously, Allen, Zach Allen has been a monster so far this season. He has been absolutely tremendous within the middle. And Bonito has also shown you know why he was drafted there as well. So I'm interested to see that too, Phil. I'm just ready for the whole entire defensive line to just eat, because, and we'll get into some of the matchups and kind of how we see the Panthers, but you know, this Panthers offensive line, it's just the whole team. It's not good. So there are going to be plenty of opportunities, you know, for a few sacks for multiple guys to come on tomorrow.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all works out. I'm not sure exactly what their lineup looks like on the offensive line, but Ike McQuan on one side, Taylor Moten on the other. They're allowing the 10th best pressure percentage from offensive line this season, 29.8% on their pressure rate right now. So it might be a little bit interesting to see if this Broncos defense can really get after the quarterback. And obviously the big news that came out of Carolina the other day was Andy Dalton getting into the car accident, has a sprained thumb. He's not going to start. He may not even play. And it just depends on what happens with Bryce Young, who is making another start this season. And honestly, I think that this defense is going to cause a lot of problems for him because of what they do with the simulated pressures and trying to identify the blitz package. How does Vance Joseph want to get creative in terms of bringing the extra rushers that he does from the second level, whether it's linebackers or safeties, cornerbacks off the edge? Like, Vance Joseph does a really good job of disguising what he wants to do. And then not only disguising the front, but disguising the back end as well. Like, they're mixing in a lot of zone coverage underneath. Mm-hmm. They're doing some man coverage on the outside, zone coverage on the backside. Like, it's really hard to get a good read on this defense. And with Bryce Young, whenever you watch him, it just looks like this game is moving way too fast for him right now, despite his processing ability coming out of Alabama. So I think the Broncos are going to have some success defensively here because they can really confuse this kid up front and just make him hold on to the football, be unsure of where he's supposed to deliver to. And their top two wide receivers are out right now. Adam Thielen's out. Deontay Johnson is out. Like, you're looking at Xavier Leggett and a bunch of nobodies, essentially. So Denver's in a great situation here. I know that we called this podcast, are the Broncos in danger of overlooking the Panthers? Sure. I mean, I could see a place where that could be, because this team right now is one of the worst defenses in the NFL. Their offense is struggling. They're injured to high heaven. And Denver is coming off of some really good wins, a great win in New Orleans. Like, I think arrogantly overlooking the Panthers, as Desert Creature comes in here, says, arrogantly overlooking? No, this is the NFL, and anything could happen on any given Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, as we talked about, Lance, it's, well, let me back up to the question that actually is in the title of the chat. Are the Broncos in danger of overlooking the Panthers? They could be. And what I'm going to say, please check out MileHighHuddle.com. Nick Kendall has a great article about this, so please go ahead and check that out. But there's one area, you know, despite all the issues there with the Carolina Panthers, there's that one area that, you know, the Panthers can somewhat hang their hat on. And it's the running game. They've been very good Chuba Hubbard has been very good in the running game. Mm-hmm. As of right now, let me pull up the stats here. So the Panthers have the 14th ranked EPA rush team in the NFL and the 9th ranking rushing success rate offense in the NFL. Right now, I think Hubbard has about a little over 500 rushing yards so far this year. So they have some success in that area. And that's, again, with Denver's defense, they're ranked number 10th overall in rush defense. So Denver's still good in the run, but they just need to make sure that they shore that up, especially when it comes to stopping Chuba Hubbard and this rushing attack tomorrow. But that's one way that the Panthers can possibly exploit them. That might be kind of one way that Denver could be overlooking in that regard. But yeah, you mentioned it, Lance. I mean, the receiving core, they're all banged up. A bunch of rookies. I think, who's it? Jalen Coker, you mentioned Leggett. Jatavion Sanders at tight end.
Yep. Yeah, he's going to play too from the sound of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's, again, these bunch of rookies, new people there at the receiving position. This should definitely be, again, a good, easy win here for Denver.
It really should be. And I mean, go to milehighhuddle.com, check out the Mile High Huddle roundtable that came out yesterday. I'm fairly certain everybody predicted a fairly easy win for the Broncos coming up on Sunday. But again, though, this is the NFL. These are professional athletes coming into your building right now. And yes, they're a pretty rough team and they're lacking a lot of talent. They've got injury concerns and starting a backup quarterback. Well, I guess not really a backup quarterback. The former first overall pick shouldn't really be a backup, but he's at their backup right now because they don't trust. Like, it's a very interesting situation for what the Broncos have going right now. But again, like you said, the running game, Chuba Hubbard, he's really hard to identify behind the line of scrimmage. He's shifty. He breaks a lot of tackles despite his smaller size because he's so quick to erase angles with that first step explosiveness. Like there's a way here that Carolina can figure out a way to grind this game down if they can get some success running the football. But to me, I think that quite honestly, you're going up against Zach Allen, who's playing one of the best interior defensive linemen that we've seen in the NFL this season. And then the back end, Cody Barton, after Alex Singleton went down, like that dude has stepped up his game to an immense level. And Justin Sternad, man, holy hell, can we talk about this kid for a minute? Mm-hmm. He is playing like a man with his hair on fire. He's great in coverage, which is something that he proved in his time at Wake Forest coming out. He's finally seeing the ball well, chasing the ball, making solid tackles out in open space. This should be a smothering effort for this Broncos team, and it's going to help the defense for this Broncos team because the Carolina defense is absolutely atrocious, especially in the one area that the Broncos do accentuate on offense, the running game. Carolina's run defense is absolutely the worst run defense in the NFL. They allow 162 yards per game on the ground, I believe. Let me pull that back up really fast.
Yep, you're right. And then they've allowed 13 rushing touchdowns as well.
Yep. They're in terms of yards per attempt on the ground, tied for eighth worst. EPA per rush, they're in the bottom three. Like they are a terrible, terrible team against the run right now. And the Broncos, again, when you're up and utilize a big part here, guys, is losing Derek Brown, that great interior defensive lineman that they had for Carolina, losing him. Is going to be a big boost for this Broncos team, especially with the way that Quinn Miners and Ben Powers are playing. You're going to see some big time running lanes. And I think the Broncos are just going to grind this game out and go ahead and try to stop us because we're just going to run it and we're going to ram it right down your throats.
Yeah, Lance, it's probably going to be very similar to the game last Thursday with the Saints. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be where, you know, Sean, I think with that game, it was like the first series didn't start out too well, but I think Sean Payton and Bo Nix really kind of got together and like, look, we can just run this, let it be a running attack. And I think you'll see a similar setup with the Panthers because, you know, like you said, everything, the rush defense for Carolina is just absolutely atrocious. Mm-hmm. You know, they're beat up there defensively. And so I see Pookie having another big day. And then, you know, I'm pretty sure there'll be some catches there, obviously, from Sutton and maybe even Franklin. But, you know, I really think this is going to be more of a rushing, grind the clock out, try to stop the run. You can't.
Good luck. As Liam Neeson said in the movie Taken, or wait, no, it wasn't him. It was the bad guy. Good luck. Yeah, well, we have a very specified, a very special set of skills right now, and we're going to jam it directly down your throat, and that's exactly how this game is going to go. I want to grab a comment here really fast from the comment section. We got Rodney Garcia jumping in saying, have to watch Bryce Young escaping out of the pocket and using his legs. You need a quarterback spy. I'm going to bring a counterpoint to this, and I think this is a salient point, and absolutely you do need to watch for this. The Panthers don't have a third quarterback that I am aware of on their roster right now. And their backup quarterback is Andy Dalton coming out of a car crash with a sprained thumb. I don't know if it's on his throwing hand or his non-throwing hand, but he is not expected to play because of listed as doubtful, I believe, on their injury report.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want Bryce Young escaping the pocket and trying to utilize his legs when you have a backup quarterback that's injured and not a third quarterback on the roster? If that were to happen, God forbid, I'm not trying to wish injury on anybody, so don't twist my words here. But putting Bryce Young in a situation where he's going to have to utilize his legs and run with his diminutive stature and a team that's ball hawking to the ball carrier in a crazy way right now, I think that this is where Dave Canales needs to step in and say, if you're going to try to run, you need to get down as quickly as you possibly can because we can't afford you to get hurt right now.
Right, because I think I'm looking at the depth chart now. The other court, Jack Plummer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they have Jack Plummer. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, that would be the one after, you know, if something would have had a Young. But yeah, I'm right there with you. It's like, you know, having him escape the pocket, but you have these fast defensive linemen. You got these inside linebackers. We just mentioned, you know, Cody Barton and Sternad and those. So try, you know, good luck with that. You know, I think, again, with our smothering defense, you know, whoever's running and escaping, whether it be Hubbard, whether it be Bryce Young, I just don't see how that's going to be, you know, a good thing for them. So I think Canales is going to really have to be like, look, they're going to try to run the football with Hubbard. Try to just keep Bryce Young upright as much as they can, but good luck. Like we said, it's gonna be a long day at the office there for the Panthers. But yeah, Rodney, I see your point though. I mean, I think there'll be times I think where that does come up. You'll see that happen at times, but I don't see it happening too frequently just because of the Denver Broncos defense. I think they'll be able to solve for that.
I'm with you on that one. Let's say hello to our friends over at Manscaped really fast.
Yes. So for Manscaped, this episode is brought to you by Manscaped, the global leader in men's lifestyle and grooming. Every man knows the unbeatable feeling of a fresh barbershop shave. Now, what if I told you that you are no longer have to wait weeks or even months between appointments to experience it?
Yeah, guys, introducing Manscaped's newest innovation, the Chairman Pro Electric Foil Shaver, the game-changing tool that brings the luxury of a professional shave right into your home. Whether you're after that daily silky smooth finish or prefer to maintain that rugged 5 o'clock shadow, the Chairman Pro Electric Foil Shaver is your go-to for precision and style every single time. So guys, head on over to manscaped.com and join over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by using the code HUDDLE for 20% off plus free shipping. Again, guys, HUDDLE for 20% off plus free shipping.
Yes, get the Chairman Pro today and experience a shave that is as smooth as you deserve. Again, get 20% off free shipping with the code HUDDLE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code HUDDLE at manscaped.com. And thanks again to Manscaped. Manscaped's good. So
Manscaped's awesome. Those guys have been a big partner for the Mile High Huddle Podcast Network for 4 years now. It's been a long time partnering with Manscaped. We definitely appreciate their guys' support. So thank you, Manscaped, for that.
We do. All right. So I see a lot of predictions here, guys. So I see that in the chat. So we'll get to some of you guys' ones later, and we'll get to ours, of course. Got Lonnie Alexander here from Facebook. Thank you, Lonnie. Says, have you heard if the Broncos are going to start Surtain? Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, they are. So he's cleared. Yep. He's ready. He's full. He was full participant. He's ready to go.
Yeah. And so this, I see a lot of, you know, why play your starters and stuff like that. Like, I understand it. And people are killing Todd Bowles for playing Chris Godwin the other day and having his that nasty dislocated ankle that he suffered, which, it was horrible. But these are NFL professionals, guys. These guys want to play football. They love this game. They want to play. You're going to be hard pressed to keep. It doesn't matter if it's the Panthers or if you're down 25 in the fourth quarter. Like, yeah, you're going to have these certain situations. The Buccaneers were actually coming back in that football game. They had an opportunity to win. They needed to score quickly and then recover an onside kick. But there was an opportunity for them to win that football game. So, of course, your starters are going to play. Surtain's going to start in this game.
Yeah.
Depending on what the game looks like towards the end of the game, if it's well in hand, then, yeah, they'll probably start pulling some starters. But Surtain is absolutely going to start this game. Every starter is going to start and play in this game. They're probably going to play elongated snaps in this game until the game is well enough out of hand and Vance Joseph and Sean Payton decide to call off the dogs. And I don't believe that that's going to happen until the Broncos score 30 points offensively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a part of me – I think I was reading or overheard something the other day about Surtain possibly being defensive player of the year. I mean, I know it might be a far cry, a little bit of a stretch, but a part of me really wants Surtain to play just so he can be in that conversation of defensive player of the year. I mean, you know, guy's been balling. I know probably the leading candidate before the injury, which that was also a gruesome injury, was Aiden Hutchinson.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That guy was balling. And you know, that's, you know, unfortunate that happened, but the starters, like you said, Lance, I'm with you. I mean, if they're ready, if they're healthy, they want to get out there and compete. All right, but again, thank you, Lonnie, for the question.
Just quickly, Michael Ronquillo jumping in saying that he's at the Arizona Wildcats football game, so have fun out there, Mike. We appreciate you for joining in, Ronk. Hopefully, I don't know who the Wildcats are playing, but hopefully they win for you. I know you're a big Arizona fan, so have fun out there in where is that? Is that, I don't know where is the University of Arizona? Is that Phoenix? It's not Phoenix. Is it Phoenix? It might be Phoenix. It's not Tempe, because that's where Arizona State plays.
Yeah, Arizona State is like Tempe.
Yeah. Regardless, Ronk, have fun out there, buddy. Like, I hope you enjoy the game, and hopefully the Wildcats win a good one for you.
Yep, I do too. Let's see. We got Michael Davis coming in with the super chat. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you coming in, my guy. Says, gents, this will be a great game to groom Nix Franklin, estimate, and provide some skids and build confidence before November, December the 27th through the 3rd. Denver, 5-3 since 2015. Team, yeah, I that's a good point, Mike. This would be for all three, as far as grooming those three, for sure. You know, all three of them can definitely, you know, gain from this game and improve. Especially, I would say Franklin has definitely trajected up for sure, but I think Estime needs to prove way more. Like that fumble when he was inserted last week. It was just a bad fumble, you know, and I know he's had ball security issues, you know, even going back to Notre Dame time. But, you know, I do think that that's one area that is the main area that he should definitely improve in. And for Nix, we discussed, right, that, you know, having Nix kind of see the field more, Payton incorporating some of those design runs. I think you'll start to see that, and you're seeing that more, but I think you'll start to see that more in this game and in the games to come. Again, I think slowly but surely they're figuring out on offense. It's that balance of Sean Payton has his scheme, but also catering to what Nix does well. Mm-hmm. And again, you see that sometimes, but you just kind of need to be married at some point and show it consistently. And I think we're going to get there. And then, yeah, you know, these games, to your point here, November, December, it's going to be, they're going to be difficult. You know, we kind of outlaid the schedule earlier, but I think if they can get to 5-3, and if they can squeak out, you know, some of these wins again, the Kansas City one's going to be difficult. Baltimore is going to be difficult. I think Atlanta's winnable. I actually even think Cincinnati near the end of the year is winnable. So there are a few later on that are winnable, but if they can, you know, get to a point where they're, you know, in that playoff hunt, maybe 6-7 seed, you know, in the wild card picture, that 10-7 is realistic, as we alluded to earlier.
And again, guys, like if you can get to the trade deadline and you're sitting at, you know, 5-4, 5-5, somewhere around in there, like you got an opportunity to really set yourself up for November, because you've got, obviously, Sunday, November 3rd, you're at Baltimore. The next week, you're at Kansas City. But then right after that, you have the Falcons at home. That's a winnable football game. You got the Raiders the week after that. This is in Las Vegas. And then you come back and you play the Browns at home. So you've got a three-game stretch. And then you got the Colts at home as well.
Yeah.
Like you've got a four-game stretch here. If you can steal one away from the Ravens or the Chiefs, you win against Carolina, which I think is probably going to happen, you're sitting at what? So 5-3, maybe 6-4 coming out of the next two-game stretch. You could win against the Falcons. That's 7-4. Win against the Raiders. That's 8-4. Win against the Browns. That's 9-4. And then you got the Colts at home. Like you could easily be a 10-4 football team as long as this offense can figure out a way to just generate some points and allow your defense to keep going to work. Like there's a lot of optimism, and I think that you should – be optimistic for something like that happening. Like it's going to be fun to watch. It really is going to be fun to watch, because I haven't felt this way about a Broncos team in terms of where they're at in the middle of the season. Now, granted, crazy things can happen. It's the NFL. And I'm not going to say the word that everyone knows that I'm talking about, but you know what I'm saying? Like, things happen. It is what it is. But if you can get to 10 wins by the time that you're hitting December 15th, that's the Colts game, December 15th, you win that game and you're at 10 wins. Holy hell, guys, you're front seat for a playoff spot. It's something that hasn't happened since 2015.
And then Lance, think about it. It's some of those teams, like I know the Colts are in the playoff hunt, and then Cincinnati I honestly think Cincinnati's going to go on a run. I have this feeling that, and they're already starting to figure it out. But I think they're going to go on the run, and they're also going to be in that conversation. If they can beat Cincinnati, I mean, they'll be ahead of two or three other playoff teams or the ones that are in the hunt. So that'll set them up, you know, even to be in that position. Yep. But, yeah, I think –
quite honestly, let me finish this out really fast, because the more I'm, like, looking at it, and this is pie in the sky. Obviously, things are going to go wrong, and it's not going to be great. Right. But you got Indianapolis. Let's say you're 10-4 at Indianapolis. So you win against the Falcons, win against the Raiders, win against the Browns, win against the Colts. You have the Chargers in L.A., and if you wouldn't have turned the football over a couple times early in that game, you were right there on the doorstep of being able to beat the Chargers in Denver just a couple of weeks ago. You got the Bengals who, they're scary. They're definitely a scary team, probably fighting for a playoff spot, but anything can happen in the tail end of December. And then you got the Chiefs who are probably going to win the AFC West, probably have a playoff spot locked up at the end of the season. You could steal that game. So you're talking the Broncos could go on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 game winning streak to close out the season after this next two-game stretch. You got the Panthers here. Obviously, take care of business first. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. And that talking about overlooking the Panthers here. No, not doing that. This game is obviously important. But there's a pathway here, guys. There is absolutely a pathway here, especially with the defense and the way that they're playing. You could win. You could run the table after you play the Chiefs in Kansas City on November 10th. You could absolutely run the table and be a 12-win team, 13-win team. It's not unfathomable, especially the way this NFL season is playing out.
Yeah, and speaking of running the table, you guys can run away with Mint Mobile. So with big wireless providers, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically increases. And you're like, why? Why did my bill go up? With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about those gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they truly mean it. So say bye-bye to all of your overpriced wireless plans, monthly bills, and unexpected overages.
Yeah, guys, to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/huddle. That's mintmobile.com/huddle. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com. That's mintmobile.com/huddle for $15 a month for the next 3 months.
Yes. So $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Thank you, Mint Mobile. It's new to the show. We appreciate your support. We definitely appreciate your support. There's a question I want to grab here really fast.
Sure. This you might be looking at the same question.
is it Michael Davis?
Davis again? Yep.
Yeah. So Michael Davis jumping in here saying, anyone else you see gaining from this game? He's talking about Devin Key, the Broncos backup linebackers. Safety because the linebackers, PJ Locke is questionable in this game. I believe mm-hmm. he's dealing with a shoulder injury. Like there's some injury concerns there. Brandon Jones is going to start, so Devin Key could see some extended time. JL Skinner could see some extended time. Like there's a possibility for some of these young guys to step up. But quite honestly, I think it's this one here. Cortland Sutton and Bo Nix. I want to see what is going to happen when the Broncos do try to force the football down the field, and if they can find a way to get Cortland Sutton into the offense, in into the game plan specifically, because against the New Orleans Saints, Cortland Sutton didn't even see one target. This is not only a game to allow your running game to just eat. There's opportunities here to expand this passing game and allow Cortland Sutton to work over the middle of the field a little bit, maybe get some one-on-one opportunities on some play action. Like this is a game where you can try.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly.